Living in the moment. The greatest barrier to living in the moment and being happy is the thought you hold in your mind. How many times have you said, I'll be happy when I get this or that, or when this or that happens? Postponing happiness to a future time is something that we're all guilty of at some time or other. So what's stopping us from being happy now? One thing. The idea that our happiness comes from something outside of us and something you've decided you want or need to get before you can be happy. What you are essentially saying is, I have a problem and I won't be happy until this problem is solved, until you get what you want. And what is a want? A want is a fear of lack. The fear of lack causes you pain. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. Now there's an interesting thing. If your attention is on how much you want to get rid of your pain, then your thoughts and attention are engrossed in the pain, creating more pain. Let's take a look at our thoughts and feelings for a moment, because we haven't always had most of these thoughts and feelings. We often think we are our thoughts and feelings. And yet almost all our thoughts and feelings are the conditioned responses learned in the past. The child has no fear about money or wanting approval. The child wants to just explore and have fun. Before we were taught a language, many of the emotional fears faced by adults were not part of a child's makeup. The thoughts that create the fears are a learned response, a conditioned response, that creates a negative, uncomfortable feeling. Negative thoughts will always create negative feelings, uncomfortable feelings. And if these negative thoughts are a conditioned response, then we are not these negative thoughts. And if these negative thoughts create negative feelings, then we are not these negative feelings. Our thoughts just bubble into our conscious mind. It's estimated that most people have around 50,000 thoughts a day. And most are similar, or the same thoughts over and over again. Most of the time we don't recognize that we are not these thoughts. Sometimes we just dismiss them, ignore them, or forget them altogether. We don't give them a second thought, and they drift from our conscious mind. But sometimes we buy into them and give them strength by placing our attention on them. It's when we don't realize we have a choice to dismiss or perpetuate the thoughts that we get ourselves into trouble. But we do have a choice. We have no control over the thoughts popping into our mind. But after they have entered our mind, we can choose to dismiss or perpetuate them. Thoughts are nothing more than images in the mind. They can't control you. They have no power to hurt you. And you can drop those images whenever you choose. But whenever we take a thought seriously, regardless of content, we set ourselves up to experience the effect and feel the emotions tied to it. So why do we take all these thoughts so seriously? Sometimes we feel we have a right to feel angry, upset, or hurt. Our conditioned protection mechanism, this ego, it just doesn't like to be wrong. It doesn't like to let go of the problem. But is there really a problem? Or are we creating a problem by focusing our attention on it as a problem? It's hard to see a solution when all we see is the problem. And it's hard to resolve a problem with the same mind that created it. When we see something as a problem, we are taking a life situation and we're making it worse than it is. If it's a regret, disappointment, or guilt from the past, then learn the lesson offered and leave it behind. If you learn the lesson, you're not doomed to repeat it over and over again. Lessons can be painful enough the first time without reliving them over and over again. If it's a fear of the future, you can decide to do something about it in this moment now, and if nothing can be done, just accept it as it is. It's neither good nor bad, it just is. A life situation. And then just get back to living in the moment now. We are not our conditioned thought feeling system. Now I'll say this again because it's important. We are not our conditioned thought feeling system. Just as a computer is not the software. If a computer has a software bug, you don't blame the computer. You fix the bug or reprogram the software. The most amazing computer in the universe sits between your ears. And the programming of this computer has been in the hands of others, parents, teachers, and anyone else we come into contact with during the course of our life. When you believe you are this thought system, you give your power away to anyone who wants to push your buttons. And some people are very skilled at pushing other people's buttons. The thought system is like a time machine. It takes us back to the past with regret, disappointment and guilt, then off to the future with worries and fears. It doesn't like to live in the moment. Most people don't realize they can choose to be happy in this moment now by letting go of the thoughts that strip us of our happiness. It's only the meaning we give the thoughts that determines our feelings. And we can be very stubborn in our belief that we have a right to feel that way and remain stuck. Are you stuck in the past with regret, disappointment and guilt, anger and resentment? Or are you stuck worrying about the future, feeling anxious, insecure, powerless, wanting people's approval? Do you only see drama in your life? Because if you do, your life will be full of drama. If you only see a lack in your life, you'll be left wanting, postponing your happiness until you get what you want. Whether the want is for approval, control, or security is just a conditioned want. Part of a programmed thought system that isn't even you. We are creators in our own right, given free will to choose what we wish to create. And all we create is mind creation. With free will comes responsibility, the ability to respond, the ability to make a choice. And we can choose to create empowering thoughts or disempowering thoughts. This in turn will create our feelings. Feel good feelings or feel bad feelings. You are the creator of the way you feel. You can try to blame it on things outside of you, but there's no getting away from the fact that apart from a physical threat to our survival, or the survival of those close to us, our greatest barrier to happiness is the thoughts about things we have no control over. Do you want your life to be a drama? Or an adventure? A romance? A love story? A comedy? If you are the creator of your life, isn't it time you started to create the type of life you'd rather be living? For most people, the want for control is the want for certainty. But the paradox is that it's the uncertainty that creates the adventure and fun in life. Most people are holding in their minds what they don't want. And of course, that's just what they get, what they don't want. They focus on the problem, and this just amplifies it. Your conscious mind is like a magnifying glass. What you focus on, you magnify. To the exclusion of all other things, what you hold in your awareness becomes your reality and your creation. Now the first choice point is where the thought bubbles up from the subconscious mind as a perceived threat, a want. It has no strength until we place it under the magnifying glass of the conscious mind and start thinking about it. Now the thought is amplified by similar thoughts, and we've started a chain reaction of sorts as the subconscious bubbles similar threatening thoughts like a cauldron coming to the boil. Hubble bubble, toil and trouble. We are about to get burned by our own programmed thought system as it bubbles beyond our control. And the more we try to control it, the more fuel we give it. Let's get back to that first choice point. Of the numerous thoughts that bubble up each day, many are just dismissed, ignored, are forgotten instantly. Take the example of a smoker, for instance. A smoker might have 200 thoughts about cigarettes a day, but only smokes 25. The thought comes in, I want a cigarette, they check the time, and dismiss it until they get closer to a break. The thoughts no longer bubble up, but closer to the break time, it will start again, the one for a cigarette. Let's take a look at this scenario when flying overseas on a, say, a 12-hour flight. The smoker checks the bags, then goes outside for the last cigarette before going through customs. As they focus on the want to smoke for the next 12 hours and their inability to do so, the want creates the stress. And now that stress leads to chain smoking, because it's not satisfied now. 2, 3 cigarettes, 4 cigarettes, but eventually they've got to go through customs. As they go through customs, the thought might pop up about a cigarette, but it's no longer an option. It isn't debatable or negotiable. The thought is dismissed, ignored, forgotten. On a plane, they might finish a meal and the thought might pop up again. I'd like a cigarette. But because there's no point in having it, the want can't be satisfied. So it's again dismissed, given no power. 4 or 5 hours might go by without these thoughts now about cigarettes popping up. The cycle of thoughts diminishing. But any thoughts that do pop up will be dismissed, ignored, forgotten, because it's pointless. The want can't be satisfied. It's not debatable, and it's not negotiable. That is until the captain comes across the speaker system to say the plane will be landing in 25 minutes, and now the want for the cigarette begins to bubble up again. And for a smoker, the longest part of the trip seems to be waiting for the bag at the carousel, because they can't wait to satisfy this one for the cigarette. The craving has begun again. A want is a fear of lack. This uncomfortable feeling of adrenaline, noradrenaline, cortisol creates the craving for relief from this suffering. The thought system creates this pain, this suffering. If a want is satisfied, we might feel a small amount of pleasure until the next want arises. But the cycle of pain and pleasure will continue, with more pain than pleasure. Remember, the thoughts bubble up, but have no strength until you focus on them. These thoughts are not you, just habitual, conditioned responses that release chemicals in the body that create sensations, and we interpret these sensations as feelings. It's interesting that the Buddha, 2,500 years ago, said all suffering was a result of clinging to good sensations that vanish quickly, and the aversion to bad sensations that we in turn give strength to. You see, what we resist persists. So the mind, like a mad monkey, swings from the past with regret, disappointment and guilt, then off to the future with anxiety and wants yet to be satisfied, rarely spending any time in the present. When we are living in the present, we are just being present to the unfolding of events without attachment to them. They just are. We accept that we can have an influence over our future by what we do in this present, but we can't control it. So how do we live in the present? Trying to monitor our thoughts would send us mad. Feelings are our guide. Our feelings are telling us if we're stuck in the conditioned thought system. If you were feeling bad, you are in the programmed thought system, and it's time to let go of those thoughts, dismiss, ignore, forget them, and switch to living through your heart and living in the moment. The past no longer exists. It's just a reconstruction in your thought system. The future is just a construction in your thought system. It also doesn't exist. This moment now is all there is. Are you waiting for something to happen in the future before you can choose to be happy? I'll be happy when I get this or that, or when this happens or doesn't happen. If you are, you will always be left wanting, craving, and creating your suffering by thinking that something outside of you will make you happy. Happiness comes from within. Emotional pain and pleasure comes from looking outside for your happiness. Time is the illusion created by the thought system. Calendar or clock time is a man-made creation, and it can be of great benefit to us if we use it wisely to plan the future, planning future activities, but then to drop it and come back to the moment now. Psychological time creating the thought system is our barrier to being happy now. Planning the calendar future, then doing what can be done now to influence this calendar future, is a valid use of this moment now. It allows us to live with a flexible, optimistic expectation and let go of wants and the associated cravings, because there is no certainty. Our life situation will continue to present us with more lessons to learn and is beyond our control. The past is gone. Nothing more than a reconstruction in your thought system. The future doesn't exist. Again, just a construction in the thought system. We only have this continuous moment now. So maybe it's time to start living in this moment now.